Hello, everyone. I am Kelly Newcomb of Brave Parenting, and this is a new segment we have called the Brave Briefing, Technology and Cultural Update for Christian Parents for the week of January 12th, 2025. So last week, Meta announced they are getting rid of fact checkers and content filters on Facebook and Instagram. They claim this will allow for greater self-expression and free speech. In a press release video, Mark Zuckerberg acknowledged that there's legitimately a lot of bad stuff out there. Drugs, terrorism, child exploitation. And later he notes that with these new changes, we'll catch less of the bad stuff. Essentially, it's going to be up to the users of these platforms to report the bad stuff. So what does this mean for parents and kids? Well, we have to recognize that a lot of the content getting through moderators and fact checkers was already harmful to teens. The suppression of free speech and expression that Mark Zuckerberg admitted to doesn't really change the fact that teens on Instagram were already easily falling into cycles of competition and comparison. They were already experiencing hateful comments and unsolicited advances. This just goes to show that these platforms were not designed for children or teenagers for that matter. Just because they offer teen accounts doesn't mean it's actually safe for teens. They do not need, nor can they handle, global self-expression delivered through behavior-modifying algorithms that's driving maximum engagement. But rather than analyzing or trying to justify Facebook or Instagram in light of these new changes, I think it's better to consider how God intends for self-expression to occur. And that's through love, humility, and truth. When we express ourselves in love, right, our speech is gracious and used to build up. It's Colossians 4:6. Our self-expression is to also be humble, right? The freedom we have in Christ should never be used to indulge the flesh, but in serving one another in love. That's Galatians 5:13. And our self-expression must be in truth. We are to speak the truth in love, even in our defense of the gospel. We are to do so with gentleness and respect. That's 1 Peter 3:15 and 16. So parents, if this is the type of self-expression that you see on Facebook or Instagram or any other platform for this matter, no. And I think that's why social media is harmful for both teens and adults. Therefore, I urge you to take this opportunity to pray and seek discernment whether or not you should actually still be on Facebook or Instagram. Now, let me briefly update you on TikTok. Last week, the Supreme Court heard arguments about whether to uphold the law that would require the sale of TikTok to an American corporation or face being banned. In the end, all of this is about national security and whether or not China or the Chinese Communist Party is using TikTok to gather intelligence. It has nothing to do with how addicting the app is or how dangerous it is for young people. Now, just to note, research at the end of 2024 by Pew Research found that 63% of teens use TikTok daily, and an average of 16% of teens use it almost constantly. And considering that the average amount of screen time of social media is 4.8 hours, it's like a third of their waking hours. Well, Jonathan Haidt, the author of Anxious Generation, wrote a Substack article last week highlighting the tremendous dangers of TikTok, as revealed through the investigative research of 14 state attorney generals who are suing TikTok. He cites that internal documents reveal that TikTok knows that they cause compulsive use and they know all the harms that come with that. Depression, anxiety, body dysmorphia, self-harm, suicide, pornography, drugs, sexual sextortion, sexual exploitation, but they don't care. They also know that parents aren't using the parental controls because they don't actually work or address parents' top concerns, and they don't care. These internal documents also revealed TikTok's knowledge of their content moderators' leakage rate. Listen, if you have kids on TikTok, you need to listen closely. They acknowledge that 35% of content normalizing pedophilia is getting through, 33% of minor sexual solicitation, 50% of the glorification of child sexual assault, and 100% of fetishizing content is getting through. I urge you to check out the whole Substack article. I'll link it in the notes. The question is, how do we as Christians move forward with the knowledge that TikTok is not a neutral entity? Their actions are evil, and the content that they promote celebrates evil. Well, as the prophet Isaiah wrote, "Woe to us if we call this evil good and continue to allow it to influence our children." So now, how do you go back from allowing the app? Well, I highly recommend reading Jonathan Haidt's Substack and educating yourself on the evidence of its harm. And then repent to your child who you've allowed TikTok, and then admit that you have humbly, you just did not know. But now that you do know, you cannot, in good conscience and before God, continue to allow the app. Then delete the app from their phone. Make sure that they don't have permissions allowed to download apps from the cloud without your password. And then block TikTok from your home computers, smart TV, or any other internet-connected device in the home. Please do not just wait to see if TikTok gets banned so that you can avoid doing this work. Most of the benefit of this process is in your repentance, admitting and confessing that you didn't know, but now you do. This demonstrates your commitment to their well-being and their spiritual development. Are they going to love you for it? Probably not, but do it anyway, because one day they will be thankful and they will remember your bravery, standing up for the truth, even when it's hard and even when you are humbled. Okay, friends. That's what we have for the Brave Briefing this week. Reach out to us with any questions, share this with a friend. Until next week, go and be brave.